The real-life backstage drama surrounding the Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark has had more twists and turns than, well, a comic book. And this week, the plot took an even more incredible turn when it was announced that Julie Taymor, the show's co-author and director, is leaving the production. Jeff London has more.
Audiences who attend Spider-Man are greeted by a little paragraph in the playbill titled The Myth of Arachne. It reads, quote, "The ancient Greeks reserved a special word for the sort of arrogance that makes you forget your own humanity. That word was hubris." And after telling the story of the young woman who offended the goddess Athena and was turned into a spider, it ends, quote, "Arachne was doomed to live and weave alone, alone and forever, nevermore in the light."
See how the boy falls from the sky.
Now, what Arachne has to do with the cartoon hero Peter Parker, the Queen's teenager who gets bitten by a radioactive spider and develops superpowers, has been one of the head-scratching questions hanging over Spider-Man from the beginning. And not a few observers have thought Julie Taymor, the MacArthur Genius Grant director, is guilty of hubris. Bloomberg News' theater critic, Jeremy Gerard.
This was going to be the big follow-up to The Lion King, that the person who had brought to life really an animated story would do that again with Spider-Man. And here she was working with all these big, bold-faced names, the two guys from U2, Bono and The Edge, and they were going to create, in Julie's vision, an American myth.
But it didn't quite work out that way. After multiple delays, injuries to cast members, and the longest preview period in Broadway history, the major critics attended Spider-Man in February, even though the show hadn't officially opened, and unanimously gave it a thumbs down. Most of the criticism was leveled at Taymor.
We've read the reviews. In some ways, it sucks that they broke the embargo and came in and reviewed it. On the other hand, it's kind of like a freebie.
Rock promoter Michael Cole is Spider-Man's lead producer.
There's really no rule, is there, that says you have to, you know, give up on your show, and we want to keep improving it.
So after 100 previews, Cole announced this week that Spider-Man was getting a reboot without Taymor, who officially has, quote, previous commitments, but unofficially didn't want to continue to make changes to the show. New members have been added to the creative team. Playwright Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, who has actually written some Spider-Man comics, and director Philip William McKinley. Jeremy Gerard says it's a big shift.
The new director has directed the Ringling Brothers Circus, as well as the Peter Allen vehicle, The Boy from Oz. And looking at that tells me that the producers are trying to make the storyline coherent and make it a much more sellable piece of work than what they were getting from Julie.
Bono and The Edge are getting in the act, too, with some new songs. The technically complex show will go on hiatus for 3 weeks, starting April 19th, to lay in all the planned changes, which, of course, will raise the record-breaking $65 million already spent. That might not actually be a problem, says Broadway historian Lawrence Maslon.
Nowadays, Broadway isn't the end game. Having it play all over the world, having it play in Las Vegas, having it play in Tokyo, having it play in stadiums, that's where the end result of the finances could be. So in many ways, the producers of Spider-Man, I think, are very smart to take the long view on this.
Spider-Man has rescheduled its opening for Tuesday, June 14th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.